A UN Security Council mission to Afghanistan reports that ongoing security problems threaten the post-war process of political reconciliation and reconstruction. Representatives of 15 member nations just returned from a 7-day trip to Afghanistan to assess conditions 2 years after the fall of the Taliban. They presented their report to the Security Council today, just hours after a car bomb explosion injured one person outside a UN office in the Afghan city of Kandahar. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Security Council mission, headed by German Ambassador to the UN Gunter Ploeger, arrived in Afghanistan as its transitional government released the first draft of a new constitution, which will be presented to a tribal council known as a Loya Jirga next month. Ploeger says the Security Council mission was encouraged by that and other developments. The ambassador told the council the process of political reconciliation is on schedule, but he warns it's very fragile.
Afghanistan has now entered the most critical phase in the peace process, the constitutional Loya Jirga and the election process. These processes, by their nature, bring to the forefront issues that divide society.
Undermining the process, Ploeger says, is the deteriorating security situation in some parts of Afghanistan.
The mission clearly saw how the lack of security, some called it the rule of the gun, affected the entire Afghan peace process. According to Afghan interlocutors, the three main sources of insecurity are terrorism, factional fighting, and drug production and trafficking.
The International Assistance Force for Afghanistan, or ISAF, now headed by NATO, is 5,500 strong, but until recently the force was deployed only in and around the capital. That created a security vacuum elsewhere that has been exploited by local warlords and others, including remnants of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
The country is in a kind of security crisis.
Barnett Rubin, director of studies at the New York University Center on International Cooperation, says that crisis threatens the political timetable.
Even if it manages to carry out that timetable by holding elections and approving a constitution and so on, it won't really have the meaning that most people thought it would, because those political processes will be to a considerable extent under the influence or control of armed groups rather than expressing the will of the people of Afghanistan.
Rubin says that members of all ethnic groups in Afghanistan are dissatisfied with their so-called peace dividend, but especially the Pashtun majority in the south.
The movement that people now sometimes call neo-Taliban is not just a matter of remnants of the Taliban. It's a movement which is growing out of the current crisis.
Rubin says that in the general climate of disaffection, the opium trade is thriving.
The whole country is becoming more and more economically dependent on the opium trade, which of course means that they have a source of income which is outside the law, which can be used to fund these kind of violent attacks, and which really limits the authority of the government.
Despite the very serious security issues, both Barnett Rubin and Ambassador Ploeger say there are reasons to be encouraged about Afghanistan's recovery. In Afghanistan, unlike some other areas of conflict such as Iraq, most people, they say, are committed to reconstruction and therefore welcome the international presence in their country. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.